fuel efficient than the competition.
A display of the world's finest aircraft. A look into what's on the market and how these machines are impacting global travel. The Singapore Air Show takes place every 2 years, but this is the first time it's being held during the pandemic.
We all know in this current environment, the attendance would surely be lower. I think that's all of us who expect that. But as far as the quality is concerned, I'm not worried about that because here we have assembled a high-quality set of exhibitors. More than 70% of the top 20 global aerospace companies are here.
Key players such as Boeing, Airbus, and engine makers Rolls-Royce will still be attending, and the show will be a rare opportunity to hold in-person meetings with customers to drum up new business. But with Asia-Pacific battling a fierce wave of the Omicron variant, the four-day air show will still be relatively muted. A parallel to the reality of the travel sector in this part of the world. While the United States and Europe have eased restrictions and demand has rebounded, Asia lags far behind. Foreign tourists are barred from entering, and mandatory quarantines are still in place in many countries.
We are starting to see green shoots in the industry. Like passenger travel numbers are up. Flight frequencies are up. I think we can all sense the pent-up demand for travel. We also can see and sense optimism.
There are positive signs for 2022. Several places, such as Australia, New Zealand, and the Philippines, are lifting bans on overseas visitors. But industry figures warn there's a long way to go. Leah Harding, Al Jazeera.